Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
The church, America, the world have been living in a state of decline, chaos, and destruction. It's like the undoing of creation. Transgender, male-male, female-female, even transgender for children. My God, the undoing of creation. And the undoing of creation, if you think about it, when God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now that was either a pre-Adamite world, or God went through stages of creating. It's one of two things. One thing about it, there was a void. There was a tohu, a bohu, and a koshek. There was a void, there was an emptiness, an undistinguishable ruin, and there was darkness upon it. All creation, all humanity is being reversed, being undone, going back into chaos. Things became so undone, God had to start all over in Father Noah's day. Prophet Jeremiah, we'll come to it and look at this a little bit. He had to start over again. Things were so taken down. So that which man of God Moses wrote in the very beginning, Genesis 1:1-1:1-2, and the earth was without form and void. Well, it comes around, tohu, bohu, and koshek. So all this creation down in Prophet Jeremiah's day, here it comes again. Jeremiah chapter 4:23, I beheld the earth, lo, it was without form, tohu, it was void, bohu, and it had no light. It's like Koshek, it's very dark. It's without form, it lies waste, on and on and on and on. So anyway, the church in America and the world have been living in a state of decline, chaos, destruction. Like I said, the church has so compromised, it has come and has omitted. Now, when you say omitted, they've forgotten, they neglect to do what God said, they disregard it, they overlook it, they leave it undone, leave it unmentioned. You exclude, you shut out, and you finally wind up rejecting all of it. As the church compromises, then the world compromises. America's so compromised today because ministries have compromised and living in sin. So as the spiritual goes, then so goes the rest of the thing. It's the way it goes. It's true. You see? Now, this is a season of overturning and taking down. For God to have regarded, weighed, and then answered all the repentance and the desperate prayers of men of God and people. Some have been doing that. They've been crying out to God concerning the state of America and also concerning the fruit of America's rebellion, their backsliding toward God and His laws. You reap either way, one or the other. Concerning the imminent destruction we have been facing, dangling over the jaws of the enemy. Concerning the 2024 United States presidential election, there are people who prayed for that, and thus granted us the reprieve of having again the president that's been elected in 2024 again to the White House. And thus God has given us a reprieve by what he says, by what he stands for, what he did stand for. Here he is today, and it looks as though he's bringing things to pass. So there has been an overturning and overthrowing the wrong way, taking things down. Now looks like our new president, coming in now, looks like he's taking down the wrong things and putting back up the good things. That's what it all appears to be, and seems like that is it. For God to have given us this miracle, it means that a great shaking has taken place. A shaking of exposing sin and wrong. Of driving out wrong people who will not repent. Of bringing hidden things to the forefront so that they can be dealt with and be done away with. The rooting out of an area in the swamp of Hollywood. Desperately needed. God's taking some of that down now. In 2024 coming out especially, I know a lot of things are being exposed. Not only perversion, homosexual orgies of all kind, child abduction, child rape, child trafficking, sacrifices done to children and adult victims. Everyone in Hollywood, who has some level of fame is a participant in some degree with this. The higher you go up, the more price you pay. The deeper you are required to immerse yourself in Satanism in order to increase in fame and fortune, you have to allow higher levels of demon possession to take hold of you. This is done through rituals where higher and higher level demons are summoned unto you, unto you and into you. These rituals are accustomed by sodomy most of the time. Because Satanists, they say a young boy is the purest sacrifice that they can offer. After that, young girls, sodomy being the most perverse act to pollute the child. That harms them for life. Another acceptable form of sacrifice to these people is the gender transitioning of your children, or the rape incest of your children, the rape and incest of your children. All of this is typical behavior among all levels of the secret order of the devil working through bloodline, certain bloodline families. It's not just certain bloodline families, but Hollywood's full of it. One being at this Diddy guy's parties, how young adopted children were brought in at 3 a.m. to these parties through a tunnel system under the mansions of this bloodline people. Great mansions. The children were stripped naked, slathered with baby oil, laced with drugs that cause paralysis and a numbing to take place in their body, which the FBI found 1,000 bottles at this guy's mansion. Now, the children were set on the tables naked and referred to as party favors. The adult pervert demonic celebrities would pick a child off the table, then rape them, sodomize them, and whatever they wanted to do to the child. Afterwards, they would return the child back to the table and then would be picked up by somebody else. This would continue all night long. Some children being raped 20, 30, 40, 50 times a night. Many children don't survive. This kills them. Some of these survivors also have testified about night calls, pig night, taking place at this guy's parties, also at the Playboy's mansion, which is just 6-minute walk up the road and is allegedly connected by tunnels underground. During pig night, the children were treated like pigs. If the child was raped and sodomized, if the child lost control of their bowels, they would be forced to lie in it and eat it. If the child vomited from various forms of sexual torture, they would be forced to eat it. This guy and his celebrity perverted friends would say, whatever slop a pig makes, the pig has to eat it. Child hunts in the woods, taking place at different times of the year. After the Super Bowl, a big ritual where the children are turned loose in big forested estates, usually in the dark. Then the people turn the dogs loose on these children, turn loose in the dark in the woods. They ride on horseback and other means and find the children. The children are raped, beaten, killed, cannibalized. Whatever the celebrity or the elite wants to do, they do it to them. Some have testified to seeing celebrities go out in the woods with sharp, large sharpened swords and would literally skewer multiple children of them, laughing all the time. Some have testified being dressed in costumes like teddy bear costumes, like the celebrities and elites, play creepy teddy bear songs through speaker systems all through the dark woods. This is why so many mansions of the rich families have hundreds and thousands of acres around them. All bloodline families participate in these activities. This is what all huge celebrities and musicians are doing and have been doing. They display coded symbols to let people know what kind of activities are going on, which are lined up on satanic desecration holidays of the satanic Wiccan pagan calendar. Is it any surprise that this amount of sin and evil has come forth in our nation, in our world, when these kind of activities are taking place in the darkness? Remember, Jesus said, Luke 12, 2 and 3, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. That which you have spoken in the ear, in the closet, shall be proclaimed on the housetops. This is what all celebrities and musicians are doing and have been doing, they say, who are really very successful looking. Just look at their videos, their sick performances. Everything is occultic and pervert and very perverted. This is the same type of thing taking place at Epstein Island, which has been uncovered. Not just cameras recording the perversion taking place for blackmail, but much more than that. It's no coincidence that Epstein Island situation broke when President Trump took office back in 2016. There are some who allege that the raid at Mar-a-Lago revolved around documents and evidence of these type of activities, that President Trump had taken some of these documents so he would preserve the evidence to try to stop this child trafficking. That's what some people say. I don't know the truth about that, but anyway, that's what some people say. It's also no coincidence that the prior administration, two others did, they didn't do a thing to them. Nothing. It's also no coincidence that the prior administration came with such a vengeance concerning the insane border policy. One big reason was because they wanted sex trafficking and drugs and weapons in our nations. Pizzagate is real. We've heard of that before. And just one small example of what those satanic perverts do. I will stop there, but there are many, many other details. This must be shaken, exposed, overturned, and taken down. Thank God that President Trump says he will release the Epstein Island list. So we do have a president now that says he will release the Epstein Island list. What do rats and cockroaches and snakes and celebrities and Hamas, what do they all have in common? Tunnels. What's up under all these mansions? Tunnels. So again, what do rats, cockroaches, snakes, celebrities, Hamas all have in common? They all slither around doing evil in underground tunnels. That's what they do, right?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. The taking down of Syria, the Middle Eastern turmoil, and the prevailing victories of Israel. God's taking that down. So the taking down of Syria, the Middle Eastern turmoil, and the prevailing victories of Israel, great unrest in the Middle East, which is actually a common occurrence happening there all the time. With the overturning of ruler Assad, government in Syria, that's what, in the last month, Assad, he was fleeing to Russia. This guy named Ahmed al-Shara took over as interim president just here in the 29th of January. Bad Islamic groups he comes from. So he's taken over, bad situation there is. Anyway, Jesus said in Luke 21:10, then said he unto them, nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Behold, Damascus will be taken away, and it shall be a ruinous heap. And that's over there in Syria. It's prophesied that it will be one day after it comes to pass. Many different independent groups of various ethnicities vying for control of Syria. They're vying for it now, not knowing who will end up taking control. Will hostile Muslim groups take over? Will Turkey end up pulling the strongholds? Will a peaceable or tolerant new government be in charge? But now, January the 29th, 25, I tell you, Ahmed al-Shara took over as interim president, and he comes from bad Islam groups. Will the Kurds end up with their lives in great danger about this? Will that happen? Will Syria splinter into multiple fragments? What will this mean for American relations? Most of all, what will this mean for Israel about this taking place? In the meantime, Israel taking the opportunity to eliminate any potential threats that could come to Israel from anti-Israel groups that are trying to take over. Israel bombing and destroying the Syrian equipment arsenals that could be used against them. They did this just in the past year, last month or two. Israel bombing, reducing Gaza to rubble as Hamas would not release hostages. So-called Palestinians would not uncover Hamas. But now they're saying, supposedly in January 25, a ceasefire has been declared in the last week or so. which some of the hostages are being released. Now, that could be, it's good for the hostages, but it could be bad for Israel, because a ceasefire, now they're sending in tens of thousands of people back in Hamas, building that military back up right now. You hear?
Yes, sir.
So that could be bad for Israel. Get the hostages out, yes, but they need to destroy their enemies. They didn't attack the enemies. Israel taking on Hezbollah capabilities, reduced it to about 30% of what it was. Israel took all the air defenses in Iran, also hit their nuclear site, took that down. Israel hit the Houthis in Yemen. After October 7, 2023, Israel has been able to overturn, dismantle, take down many of their enemies who posed an immediate threat to them. God's been taken down. So much anti-Semitism going on, being propagandized, but God will forever protect Israel, thank God. Now, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, which is like a Muslim scholar during World War II, was Amin al-Husani. Husani was appointed by the British to that post in Jerusalem. That Grand Mufti is the number one Islamic leader in a nation. Amin al-Husani, listen to this, hated the Jewish people. He met with Hitler in 1941. They consulted together concerning the Holocaust. Al-Husani encouraged Hitler to exterminate all Jews, not just expel them from the land. Al-Husani and the Nazis became allies after World War II. Al-Husani was supposed to be tried at the Nuremberg trials for crimes against humanity. He escaped like a rat in a tunnel, protected by France, and then sent to Cairo, Egypt. Finally pardoned. While he was in Cairo, Egypt, listen now, he kept establishing different pro-Islamic, anti-Jewish movements. One being what became the Muslim Brotherhood. Al-Husani also met a young Arab teenager in Egypt. Listen, Al-Husani also met a young Arab teenager in Egypt, took him under his wings. He became Al-Husani's spiritual godson. This teenager was Yasser Arafat, if you know who that is. The same spirit of satanic hatred of the Jews just continues on and on and on and on. And it's, they hate the real America too. The devil is so obsessed with trying to destroy Israel that through every means necessary, all throughout history, Revelation 12:17, and the dragon was wroth with a woman, went to make war with the remnant of the seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. This might also mean that there are two-part remnant. There's a two-part remnant. Those who keep the commandments of God, the sincere Jewish people. There could be a two-part remnant. Those who keep the commandments of God, the sincere Jewish people. Those who have the testimony of Jesus Christ, the sincere Christian people. Probably both. Of course, those who are sincere Christians would also be keeping the commandments of God. God will forever fight for Israel. And God, please, I pray, fight for America, please. All of Israel's enemies will lose every single time. This is one of the biggest lessons of Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights that took place December 25, 24 through January 2nd, 2025, right? Like just days ago. This is one of the biggest lessons of Hanukkah. It began and continued through that time. So we've just come right out of it, commemorating the miraculous deliverance of Israel from the Syrian Greek Empire, the Seleucids. So commemorating the miraculous deliverance of Israel from the Syrian Greek Empire, the Seleucids, the Syrian tyrant king Antiochus Epiphanes had come into power. So the Syrian tyrant king Antiochus Epiphanes had come into power, called himself Antiochus Epiphanes, which means beloved of the Greek gods, or manifestation of a Greek god. Historians of the day instead called him Antiochus Epiphanes, meaning madman. He's a madman. The historians call him Antiochus Epiphanes, madman. Antiochus Epiphanes began to suppress Judaism, forbade the Jews from following God's laws. What's been happening in America now? Taking Christianity out little by little. So Antiochus Epiphanes began to suppress Judaism, forbade the Jews from following God's laws, removed the righteous high priest Jochanan, sacrificed a pig on the temple of the altar, put up images of Greek gods, killed them if they had a Torah, forbade them from keeping the Sabbath, from eating kosher. I'll say it again. This Antiochus Epiphanes began to suppress Judaism, forbade the Jews from following God's laws, removed the righteous high priest Jochanan, sacrificed a pig on the temple altar, put up images of Greek gods, killed them if they had a Torah, the first five books of the Bible, forbade them from keeping the Sabbath and from eating kosher. This progressed on to full persecution, murder of the faithful Jewish people. Thousands were martyred because they would not deny the God of Israel. Many remaining Jews had fled to the countryside. But Antiochus Epiphanes even sent his soldiers throughout the countryside, finding and killing the faithful Jews. Finally, Keshmoni family, father Matthias, leading son Judah, came forth and led a great resistance to the Syrian Greek people, took on the epithet of Maccabee as a surname. We know that, the Maccabee as a surname. The Jews finally overcame and won Jerusalem back because of him and because of that happening. After the war was over, Judah, Maccabee, and all returned to rededicate the temple. So this is a little bit why Hanukkah is going to come in. They went to light the menorah in the temple, seven golden candlesticks. They could only find one jar of pure olive oil, only one, which bore the seal of the righteous high priest, Jochanan with a Y. So they found one pure jar of pure olive oil to light the menorah, the seven golden candlesticks, which bore the seal of the righteous priest, Jochanan. This oil should have only burned for one day, but instead it miraculously burned for 8 days. Hanukkah is a holiday that celebrates the light that overcomes the darkness. Even the smallest pinprick of light will dispel the darkness. How God's truth, light, goodness, you may in a dark, big room strike a match. One little thing casts light in there. Even the smallest pinprick of light will dispel darkness. And how God's truth, light, goodness will overcome the dark days in every single time. It testifies to that. If God's people will be faithful and righteous, will not compromise, and will stand up and shine forth God's light, Hanukkah is for that. So that's what we're to do. Of course, this is what is happening with Israel. They are overcoming, overturning, taking down. Archangel Michael's name means who is like God. He's their fighting angel. Judah Maccabee's name is actually an acronym for the words of Mi Kamcha Melam Hashim, which also means, who is like you, O God? Even Maccabee's name is, who is like you, O God? Like Archangel Michael. Just as Archangel Michael fights to protect Israel, also overcomes, overturns, and takes down, just as Judah Maccabee did the same thing. So Hanukkah, the festival of lights, shows how God's light always overcomes, overturns, takes down. God always fights for Israel. Thank God for President Trump, will always stand with Israel, is now getting the hostages released. So there's hope. There's a little reprieve. God's taking some stuff down. Do you feel like there's a little bit of reprieve and rescuing now that's happened since November in America? Can you think of the relief that Israel has today of them having to go in and take out the capability of these nations that attacked and take out their capability? How many believe that they're into a place where they feel somewhat of relief? They are the remnant people of the world as far as what they're doing. They are. You see it? God the Father has heard our cries and the cries of other God, real God believing, Bible believing, God keeping, Bible keeping people in places we don't even know where they are. He has heard our cries and he's heard the cries of people like us. He's heard our cries for this turn of events of President Trump being reelected. He's heard our cries It's because his platform, what he stands for, what he's going to bring forth. Any Christian, anybody who knows God, who really does know God, would know the difference between him and the other leaders. Wouldn't matter what his name is. You see? No, it's easy. If you know God, that's easy to figure out. So God heard the prayers of us and other people like us for this turn of events of President Trump being reelected. It truly means that God has heard and answered the cries of his true men of God and his true people.
Yes,
he's heard the cries,
yes,
of all who care for truth. Those who care for truth. And even maybe some people in the United States who don't even really know God, but they know that that can't be right. That other's right. This is wrong. At least they know that, well, we need help some way. Maybe they'll find God in the process. Maybe they will. I hope so. What has happened? The cries of real men of God, the real people of God who care about the truth, all who have said, enough is enough, it's enough, it's enough. God help us, please. The Bible says that God heard the cries of Israel in Egyptian bondage. He heard their cries. He heard their cries. He heard their cries. He heard their cries. He moved upon a man of God named Moses, and sent them and said, I've called you to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, praise God. He heard their cries and felt their sorrow. So people who have said it's enough, enough, enough to the escalating, insane unrighteousness that has taken hold of our nation, that has been legislated into laws by the God-opposing left. It has been over and over and over and over and over and over. So again, he heard that it's enough. The cries of his people to the escalating and insane unrighteousness that has taken hold of our nation has been legislated by the God-opposing left concerning the utter destruction on every front of every good, truthful, moral, of any biblical values expressed in our nation, which was orchestrated and launched and implemented. It did not occur organically or by the will of the people. It was an Antichrist attack laid out step by step, this opposing force. This opposing force was an Antichrist attack laid out step by step by those in power who hate God and who hate America, those who were like kings or like had a king position of a country. You might say, the highest position, you might say. You see,
yes, sir.
This must be shaken, exposed, overturned, and taken down. Thank God he heard the cries of his people. This shows how God's light always overcomes, overturns, takes down, overcomes the darkness. If God's people will be faithful and righteous, will not compromise, and will stand up and shine forth God's light. So that's what we're to do. Are you here? Hallelujah. Can you understand what's going on here? Hey, the election was a major shaking in this nation. How many are thankful of what God did in the 2024 election? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, baby, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.